About 50 people gathered in Town Hall on Tuesday night, the majority there to hear a presentation by former councillor Ken Hicks asking Tanchamar Council to consider changes to the town's taxation system.
This evening, we have come to address council regarding concerns about the current tax rate levied against unserviced homes that fall within the former Town of Sackville boundaries. Our properties are within the areas annexed in 1975 amalgamation. At that time, a commitment was made to provide services to these areas. 48 years later, we're still waiting.
Ken Hicks lives in Frosty Hollow, within the former Town of Sackville boundaries, but in a decidedly rural setting with no access to water and sewer services and other amenities like streetlights and sidewalks. But his tax rate is the same as the one charged on properties in other parts of the former town, where services like water and sewer and sidewalks are de rigueur. Hicks told council that when Tanchamar amalgamated, he and some of his neighbors expected that their tax rates would be changed based on comments by local government minister Danielle Alain.
With this amalgamation, we had expected that the tax rate levied against our properties would be amended to reflect this lack of progress in providing services. This would appear to be Danielle Alain, the Minister of Local Government and Local Governance Reform's understanding as well, when he gave clear direction with his statement. They will receive their tax bill according to the service they duly receive. We don't want people to pay for services they don't have.
The town asserts that water and sewer services are separately funded by ratepayers and not through property taxes. But Hicks says this wasn't always the case and that the town still has a duty to fulfill.
We have to bear in mind what has happened in the past, what promises were made in the past, and nothing's ever been told to people why services aren't being extended when we were told before services would be extended. They haven't been. Monies collected in the past has paid for the current infrastructure that's in place. Since that time, they've put in a ratepayer system, but it still doesn't negate the fact that all the money that was paid in years gone by for services that are rendered for some in Ward 3. There's other services that in Ward 2 or 4 we're not receiving that people have paid for.
Councillors mostly reacted to Hicks' presentation by referring to the province's role in setting tax rates for 2023 and in mapping out taxing authorities. But they also promised to look into possible changes to tax rates and boundaries for 2024. Here's Mayor Andrew Black speaking after the meeting.
Now that we have the full authority to be able to make these decisions on our own, without being corralled by the province, a more fulsome discussion about what our budget would look like, the taxation rates would look like for the community can happen. So if what that looks like, I don't know. But I mean, I think we need to have a bigger conversation about what taxation is going to look like.
Black is also president of the Union of Municipalities of New Brunswick and says the province is expected to announce fiscal reforms as part of local governance reform this fall.
September, there's going to be a fiscal summit over a couple of days in Fredericton from the provincial government, which councillors and associations will be invited to. And we'll find out more information about what the province has planned for fiscal reform. We don't even know at this point what that looks like. So there's still a lot to work out when it comes to taxation, budgets, and what, you know, how that works for municipalities.
Black also said there was a possibility of public meetings being part of the budgeting process this fall.